Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going on a deep dive into something, something that probably affects, way more people than you might realize. We're talking about varicose veins. So if you want to understand them better, well, you're definitely in the right place.
Yeah, it's true. They're surprisingly common, and by the end of this deep dive, you'll be able to explain them to, well, just about anyone. And we're getting all our information today from the RAIN Center for Venous and Lymphatic Diseases, so you know it's coming straight from the experts.
Exactly. All right, so let's kick things off with the basics. What exactly are varicose veins? I mean, we've all seen them, right? Those kind of twisted, bulging veins, usually blue or purple, that you often see on people's legs. But what's really going on beneath the surface?
Well, imagine, imagine like a one-way door, and it's supposed to keep things moving in the right direction. That's kind of how the valves in our veins work, right? They make sure that the blood flows up towards the heart. But sometimes those valves, they weaken. And when that happens, blood can start to pool in the vein, kind of like a traffic jam. Yeah. And that puts pressure on the vein walls, which causes them to bulge and twist. And that's basically what creates that classic varicose vein look.
Gotcha. So it's not just about like how they look on the outside. It's actually a sign that something isn't quite working the way it should inside the veins.
Exactly. And you know what? The RAIN Center, they don't just treat varicose veins. They actually handle, a whole range of different conditions that are all related to vein health. We're talking about things like deep vein thrombosis, which is basically blood clots. And then there's lymphedema, which causes swelling in the limbs, and even venous leg ulcers. All of these things, they're all connected to how well your veins are actually functioning.
Wow. See, I had no idea it was that complex. So basically, having healthy veins is like crucial for overall leg health, not just for, cosmetic reasons.
Absolutely. And some of these other conditions that we mentioned, they can be quite serious if they're not properly addressed.
So this is a lot to process. Yeah. I bet you're probably sitting there thinking, okay, so what can I actually do about all this?
Well, that's where the RAIN Center really comes in. I mean, we should say, this deep dive that we're doing, this is just for general knowledge. But the RAIN Center, they're fully equipped to diagnose and treat all of these conditions. They have a whole team of specialists who are dedicated to helping people with their vein health. So, you're in good hands.
Well, that's reassuring. And, looking at some of the different procedures that they perform, it seems like they really cover all the bases. Some of them, like sclerotherapy, they sound, a lot less intimidating than I would have imagined. What exactly does that procedure involve?
So sclerotherapy, it's a minimally invasive procedure where they basically inject a solution into the varicose vein. And what that does is it causes the vein to collapse and eventually just fade away. It's particularly effective for those smaller varicose veins.
Oh, that makes sense. And it looks like they offer a range of other procedures too, depending on how severe the issue is. Plus, the RAIN Center is accredited by the Intersocietal Accreditation Commission.
Yeah.
So that means they meet the highest standards for quality and safety. That's got to be a good sign, right?
Well, absolutely. It's basically like a seal of approval. It assures you that they're providing top-notch care. This brings up a really interesting point. We've been talking about all these different conditions, separately.
Yeah.
But in reality, they're all interconnected. It's not just about fixing like one isolated problem. It's about taking a more holistic view of vein health.
So even if you just notice like varicose veins, it could be a sign of a bigger issue going on with the whole, circulatory system.
Right. Think of your veins like a network of roads, transporting blood throughout your body. If there's a blockage or a malfunction in one part of that network, well, it can create problems, throughout the whole system. So that's why it's so important to have a specialist like assess your individual situation, like the team at the RAIN Center, they can figure out the best course of treatment for you. It might be, simple lifestyle changes or compression stockings, or maybe even one of the procedures that we talked about earlier.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. It's always better to be safe than sorry. Right. Now, we touched on sclerotherapy a little bit earlier, but what kind of things would make someone a good candidate for that specific procedure?
Well, sclerotherapy, it's particularly effective for those smaller varicose veins. And it's a good option for people who are, looking for a minimally invasive treatment with a pretty quick recovery time. Imagine going in for a procedure And then being able to go back to, you know, most of your normal activities almost immediately.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge plus for a lot of people. No one wants to be like laid up for weeks on end. Speaking of other procedures, can we maybe break down some of the ones that the Rain Center offers in a little more detail? I saw something on their website about deep venous valve reconstruction, which, I mean, that sounds pretty intense.
It is a more involved procedure, yeah, but it's very effective for people with severe venous insufficiency. Basically, you know, that's when the valves in the deeper veins are significantly damaged, and it makes it really difficult for the blood to flow back to the heart. So in those situations, you know, a simple sclerotherapy, that might not be enough. Deep venous valve reconstruction, it focuses on repairing or replacing those damaged valves. So it basically restores normal blood flow.
So it's kind of like like a major overhaul of the circulatory system's infrastructure, just making sure that everything can move freely again.
Exactly. And then there's venous stenting. This is another option for, you know, cases where there's a blockage or a narrowing in the veins. A stent is it's basically a small expandable tube that's inserted into the vein, and it basically props it open. You know, it allows blood to flow freely. It's often used when there's like a clot or scar tissue that's obstructing the vein.
It's really remarkable what medical technology can do these days. It sounds like the Rain Center is like equipped to handle almost any vein-related problem you can throw at them.
Yeah, they really do have a very comprehensive approach to vein care, and they're always, you know, staying up to date on the latest advancements in the field. What I find particularly impressive is their patient-centered approach. You know, they really take the time to listen to their patients' individual needs and concerns, and then they come up with a tailored treatment plan for each person.
That's so crucial, I think. It's not just about, treating the condition. It's about treating the person, right?
Precisely. And that's what really sets the Rain Center apart, I think. They're not just fixing veins, they're improving lives, you know.
This reminds me of this patient I had. She was struggling with varicose veins for years, and she was so self-conscious about her legs. She avoided wearing shorts or skirts, and she was even starting to like withdraw from social activities. But then, after undergoing treatment at the Rain Center, she was just amazed by the difference, not just physically, but emotionally as well. Her confidence just soared, and she felt like she could, finally enjoy life to the fullest again.
That's such a powerful story. It really highlights how vein health can impact, you know, every aspect of a person's life. It's not just about, you know, aesthetics. It's about overall well-being. Right. When your veins are healthy, you know, your blood circulates efficiently, and that means it's delivering oxygen and nutrients to, you know, every cell in your body, and that affects, you know, everything from your energy levels to your immune system to your risk for other health problems.
It's incredible how something that, we often take for granted, like healthy veins, can have such a profound impact on our overall health. It's almost like they're the unsung heroes of our well-being.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I love about these deep dives. We get to explore these seemingly simple topics, and then we discover this whole world of complexity and importance, you know, beneath the surface.
It's like peeling back the layers of an onion, but in a good way. We've talked a lot about the physical aspects of vein health, but what about like the psychological impact? I imagine dealing with something like varicose veins, which
Yeah.
are, so visible, it could really take a toll on a person's self-esteem and confidence.
You're absolutely right. The emotional and social implications of vein conditions, they're often overlooked. You know, people with varicose veins, they may feel self-conscious about their appearance, and they might avoid, you know, certain clothing or activities, and ultimately it can impact their relationships and overall quality of life.
Yeah, that's a really important point. I think it's a reminder that, health encompasses our mental and emotional well-being, not just our physical state. I really appreciate the Rain Center's approach to care. They seem to create a space where people feel, safe and comfortable discussing these concerns and exploring their treatment options.
Absolutely. It's about empowering patients to take control of their health and live their best lives.
I love that. It's not just about you know, fixing a problem. It's about, you know, transforming lives. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the causes and consequences of vein problems to the range of treatment options available, and even the emotional and social impact these conditions can have.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating journey, hasn't it? We started with those twisted bulging veins, and we delved into the intricate network of vessels beneath the surface, and we discovered how interconnected vein health is to our overall well-being.
Exactly. And we can't forget the incredible work being done at the Rain Center, right? They're true pioneers in vein care, providing, you know, compassionate, comprehensive, and cutting-edge treatments to help people live, you know, healthier, happier lives.
I completely agree. They really embody what healthcare should be, you know, mm-hmm. patient-centered, innovative, and dedicated to making a real difference in people's lives.
So if you're dealing with any kind of, you know, vein-related issue, whether it's varicose veins or something more serious, don't hesitate to reach out to the Rain Center, right? They have the expertise, the experience, and the compassion to guide you on your journey to better vein health.
And remember, taking care of your veins is an investment in your overall health and well-being. It's about, you know, feeling good, looking good, and living your best life.
You know, it really is amazing how something, you know, that we often kind of overlook, like vein health, can actually have such a huge impact on our overall well-being. Makes you wonder if there are other, you know, other connections we haven't even considered yet.
You know, it's funny you should mention that. There's some really fascinating research that's emerging about the link between the vascular system and cognitive function.
Oh, really? That's intriguing. Tell me more about that.
Well, it turns out that the health of our blood vessels, you know, including those in the brain, it's essential for maintaining, you know, good cognitive function, mm-hmm. As we age. And when those vessels become, you know, damaged or diseased, it can actually restrict blood flow to the brain. Mm. And that can potentially lead to cognitive decline.
Mm. So it's not just about, you know, our legs, it's about keeping our brains sharp too. That's yeah. That's wild.
Exactly. And some studies even suggest that treating you know, vascular risk factors like high blood pressure and high cholesterol could actually slow down cognitive decline and reduce the risk of dementia. It really highlights how interconnected our bodies are, you know.
It's mind blowing when you think about it. We often, you know, compartmentalize our bodies, but it's all really just one integrated system.
Absolutely. The vascular system is like this intricate network that connects it all, you know, delivering vital oxygen and nutrients to every single cell in our body, including those crucial brain cells.
So aside from, you know, reaching out to the experts at the Rain Center, are there things that we can do, you know, on a daily basis to kind of keep our veins healthy and happy?
Yeah, there are actually a lot of simple things you can incorporate into your routine. You know, regular exercise is key because it helps improve blood flow and it strengthens the muscles that support our veins.
Okay, so getting those legs moving is a good starting point. What else can we do?
Maintaining a healthy weight is also really important because, you know, excess weight just puts added strain on the veins. And then, of course, staying hydrated is essential for keeping our blood flowing smoothly.
Got it. Those are definitely doable. Any other tips?
Yeah, try to avoid, you know, sitting or standing in the same position for long periods of time. That can prevent blood from pooling in the legs.
Mm-hmm.
If your job requires you to be, you know, stationary for a long time, make sure to take breaks to move around and stretch.
Right. Those are great practical tips. And what about what about compression stockings? I know they're often recommended for people with varicose veins. Do those actually like help?
Oh, compression stockings can be extremely beneficial. They gently squeeze the legs, which helps improve blood flow and reduce swelling. They're particularly useful for people who spend a lot of time on their feet or have a history of vein problems.
Ah, so it's like giving your veins a little extra boost throughout the day. That makes sense.
Exactly. And nowadays there are so many different styles and compression levels available. You can easily find options that are both comfortable and fit your lifestyle. So you don't have to sacrifice style for vein health.
Well, that's reassuring to know. Well, I feel like we've really kind of explored this topic in depth, going from those visible varicose veins all the way to to the surprising connection between vein health and brain health. Who would have thought?
It's been a truly enlightening deep dive. I hope it's inspired our listeners to pay more attention to their vein health and to seek help if they need it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, those twisted, bulging veins, they're more than just a cosmetic issue. They can actually be a sign of a deeper problem in the circulatory system. And as we've learned today, that can impact, you know, our entire body from our legs to our brain and everything in between.
Yeah, don't ignore those signs, right? Reach out to the experts at the Rein Center, get the information and the care that you need and start prioritizing your vein health, you know, today. It's an investment in your overall well-being.
Well said. We'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of veins, leaving you with one final thought. We talked about the connection between vein health and energy levels and immune function and even cognitive function. But what about the connection between our veins and our emotions? Could there be a link between the health of our veins and the clarity of our thinking or the stability of our mood or even the strength of our intuition? Food for thought as you continue on your journey to optimal health and well-being. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and take good care of yourselves.